This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, well, welcome in, everybody. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Lovely to be here with you on a Friday morning. There will be no guttural yell. I've not gotten to scream since I got back from England, and I miss it. I miss yelling into the microphone because I'm so excited that our San Diego Padres have ripped off, you know, something cool. Lost this. I mean, since I got back, maybe I was the curse. Maybe I do need to go back to the UK and drink iceless water for every meal and, you know, need a card to turn my lights on. But now they're not playing great right now. Fun game last night, honestly. I mean, if you weren't a fan of either team, you know, and just watch that baseball, you'd be like, oh, this was badass. Bunch of home runs and weird ass plays, and guys are sweating through the uniforms. It was actually a really fun game if you're not a Padres fan. But unfortunately, most of us are, and that's how that goes. But welcome in on a Friday. We've got a great show planned for you. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel is our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us. Well, good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning. Can't take away Friday from us. It is still Friday, no matter how our baseball team is faring in the standings.
Still Friday. Still feels good. Still feels great. Oh,
did you know that when you were gone, I did give a guttural scream?
You did.
You had a really good one.
Yeah. I would like to hear that at some point.
Pretty loud and visceral,
like,
scream.
Good.
On Monday, after they had won that first series, looked pretty good coming out of the All-Star break.
Warmest congratulations right now. We've got G. Whitett, 619er. He's in the delivery room waiting for his baby boy to come out. Said, let's go. Happy Friday and go Padres. He's got Ben and Woods on in the delivery room. Now, it's the second time in the last week or so we've been in the delivery room with someone when they're giving birth to their child. And I think that's really cool, and that makes me very happy, and it's very touching, you know, to me that you would welcome us in there as your wife is about to give birth to your baby boy. And congratulations, having a baby boy it's amazing.
We've both been in the delivery room for the birth of our kids, mm-hmm. So if you need any help coaching, we can breathe.
I didn't do any
push.
Of that. Nope. No,
push.
Well, we had an emergency C-section.
Oh.
Yeah, so there was no, I didn't have to, I mean, what I saw was, I just felt bad for my wife. I didn't have to see the, you know.
I stood kind of on the head side, mostly. I didn't really want to.
I probably would have done the same.
I didn't really want to get the full view
of
my children.
No.
Emerging to the world. I was good to see them like 3 seconds later.
So you want to hear the guttural yell from Monday?
Should I do it, Paulie?
I think you have to.
Right, here we go.
Yeah! That's pretty good, man. That's really good.
Not bad.
That's as good as mine, if not better.
But
did I
break the team by doing it?
No, you didn't.
I don't know.
Man, you get excited when the team wins. And certainly felt like last night could have been one of those really, really special nights for the San Diego Padres. Just fell a little bit short. Dustin says, I am here for the doom. Let's roll. Yeah, you know, may get a little doom and gloom in here this morning after you drop 3 straight. Never a fun time. But again, you know, we always try to keep it fun and light. And, you know, just it's a Friday. Like, I don't want to come in here and be all bummed out on a Friday. We're going to try to have some fun. We got the skipper on today. We'll kind of see. That's always fun. Kind of see what kind of mood he's in.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
he always surprises us.
He does. Well, maybe not always, but
he'll be in a bad mood and he's in a good mood.
I know. It's just it's always an interesting day. Obviously would rather interview him after a come from behind victory. But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously need to ask him about Yu Darvish's performance last night. Broke my heart, man. Honestly, like, broke my heart in two. We're going to talk about all this at some point. We are going to talk about this today. We've got plenty of time to do it. But how was everyone's afternoon? I had my baseball camp for Bo. Bo just finished up. Today's his last day at Padres camp. And I got to tell you, like, even if I worked across the street, I would tell you, my son's at Padres camp, and it was awesome. And he had a great time. Like, this isn't, I'm not shilling right now. I'm not bought off. He had a fantastic time at baseball camp this week.
That's good.
And has jumped out of bed every single day, to go, and today's his last day. And he's won some awards and stuff like that, and they do contests, and they got some really good players there too. Bunch of different fields, a bunch of different instructors. So he's had a blast, man. In uniform, he loves the gear and the pins and the stuff they give him. So you know, next year if you're thinking about getting your kids into camp, I recommend this one. It's been really good. Now I'll say it's toasty. They play on the turf. And so I go out and watch him every day at like 2 o'clock when they finish up, and I'm just sitting on the turf. They got those little black things all over, like the rubber,
the little rubber pellets,
the little seeds, which are all over my house right now. They're scattered amongst my house. I found some in bed with me yesterday. But you sit on that turf and you're like, how are these kids doing it? I'm roasting. I feel like I'm in an oven. But he had such a great time, and all the little kids running around out there. He had a guy, Gavin. Gavin is a guy he met at camp that came up to him, a kid, came up to him yesterday. He goes, hey, is your dad Woods? Bo goes, yeah. He goes, me and my dad listened to him every single day. And Bo's like, great. He's like, cool. I don't care. So good. So shout out to Gavin and his dad who are listening hopefully this morning.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So he's had a great time. This dude gets out of camp today. Comes home for about an hour, and then we go play our flag football championship tonight. Undefeated team against another undefeated team. They actually play for those little rings, so he's really fired up tonight.
Friday night lights ring.
Oh my God, I'm a wreck. I'm a wreck about it already, and he's super excited. So it's fun, man. All good, and you know, we'll figure it out, and then we're off to Hawaii on Monday.
I want to at least thank our lucky stars here. You mentioned it was very hot on the turf, but we can't really complain in San Diego about the heat right now.
No.
When you look at what the temperatures are like in the rest of the country, I heard Jesse and Tony talking about how really uncomfortable it was last night in St. Louis. You know, temperatures in the mid to high 90s with a lot of humidity. And
bro,
honestly,
that was not a quick, smooth game either.
No.
But the forecast for today, St. Louis is about the same, but like it's supposed to be 105 in New York City, 109 in Washington, D.C. The East Coast it's absolutely brutal. Philly, like 104. I mean, can you imagine? We were there when it was 80, and we were thinking,
yeah, it was like 86. Yeah, I think it was like the absolute mid-80s
and humid, and we were thinking, ooh, I don't think I could stand this all summer. At about 20 degrees to that, and that's what they're facing in Philly today. Just some absolutely brutal temperatures on the other side of the country.
Yet another reason to absolutely love where we live here in San Diego. It was perfect. I mean, the weather was perfect yesterday as I sat out and watched him play. But I was sitting on the hot turf, you know, and it radiates up.
It does.
But it was...
It can add 10, 15 degrees when you're sitting on the turf.
But it was totally manageable. Totally. When you think about even when we were in Philly, after you drink, you know, 14 whiskey and gingers the night before, it just really makes it worse for you. But man, yeah, it's... Listen, summer's here. It is... It's weird because it's kind of... I think he's only got a few weeks left, and then they're back in school, so it really flies by.
I mean, some schools are going back like in the next week or two in San Diego.
Some schools are already back, my wife
said. It goes quickly, that's for sure. They've shortened summer by quite a bit in a lot of places in San Diego.
It was not my proudest moment yesterday either. When we got home from baseball camp, we had a football practice we needed to get to. We had about an hour to kill. And I got home, and I went up to the front door, and I looked for a big, giant, massive suitcase.
You still don't have any update from British Airways.
Correct. So this is going. That was yesterday. Was day four since the report had been filed at the airport on Monday for my bag that has been lost from Manchester to London, London to San Diego. So it was not my finest moment, I will tell you this right now. But you guys know me. You've been out with me. I am very, very, very kind to customer service people.
Yes.
98% of the time. Yesterday was the exception. Mm-hmm. And my kids were in eating their snack as they heard me on the phone. Now, I didn't curse. I didn't. But I was as forceful as I've ever been on the phone with this person at British Airways, because they keep giving me the runaround. And maybe my favorite line of the day from my son, Bo, when I hung up the phone, I walked in to the kitchen, and he looked at me. He had his mouth wide open. He goes, you just chewed them out. I go, I did. And I said, buddy, I'm frustrated. It's been 4 days. They're lying to me. They're giving me the runaround. He goes, I go, have you ever heard me chew somebody out like that before? He goes, yeah, once, Adam. And I died. I absolutely died laughing. He goes, yeah. He goes, remember that day?
Wow.
Yeah. And I go, wait, when did you hear me chew out Adam? He goes, remember that day we were driving to La Costa, and as soon as we pulled in, you got out of the car and you were on your phone. He goes, and you were screaming at him. I go,
I almost just choked on my coffee because I really did not think that's where the story was going. I was drinking some coffee just now while you were going, and I'm like, oh, he's going to be like, yeah, remember that DoorDash guy screwed up our order and then spit on our door? You know, dude, I was thinking of something Adam. Like that. And he goes, Adam. I'm like, wait,
he got me, bro. He got me so good. And I go, so I sat there for a minute and I go, I do remember that. And I go,
is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
I go, I do remember that. And I go, you're right. That was a bad one. He goes, no, like, Dad, like, you were screaming at him on the phone. I go, I remember. I said, he said something to me he absolutely should not have said. And he knew he effed up in the moment.
I mean, it's not like he suggested daily roundtables, right?
No, it was not daily roundtables. But I know exactly what it was. And I go, oh, yeah, you heard that. And I went, all right, maybe. Listen, if my son is almost 7.5 years old and he's only heard his dad chew out two people, that's pretty good, I would say. But I did, man. I was very, very forceful on the phone to where, you know, she's like, sir, you haven't let me finish. I go, I'm not going to let you finish because you've now told me for 4 days in a row it was going to be 24 to 48 hours.
You realize that it was a woman?
Yeah.
That woman has done nothing wrong. It's not her job to find your bag. It's not her job to not lose your bag in the first place. It's simply her job to placate you on the phone as long as possible. And that's what she's trying to do. Someone else is hopefully trying to find your bag and get it back to you.
I don't think they are.
I just can't imagine, oh, well, I guess I'll put him to the front of the line because he screamed at me the loudest on the phone. If she's the the agent for British Airways who handles all the luggage complaints.
I know. You're right. Ultimately, you're right. But for the third, I have gotten three different messages on three different days from three different people. And I told her, I go, look, and I did, I do this bit. I know this isn't your fault. I know it's not your fault. I'm just frustrated. And I feel like that buys you a little bit. I know this isn't your fault.
You unpersonalized it.
I did.
That's good.
But there really does need to be a class on like how to be upset without being a total D.
And see, I was just loud and I was a little bit forceful. I didn't curse her out. I didn't, I wouldn't even say I was super disrespectful. I just said, you don't understand. Like, I've called now 3 days in a row. One guy told me that you had it. It was in San Diego. The next day, that guy said that guy was lying, and now you're telling me that it's in London, but nobody's put it on a plane yet. I go, that's 3 days, three different messages. Somebody needs to tell me where my bag is. I go, I just want to track it. You can send it around the world. I need to know that it's been found. I got medication in there. I got all kinds of my stuff in there. Paulie's gifts in there. And I did. I felt like a jerk. But again, it's like,
I'm going to get Hawaiian gifts before Manchester.
You are. I mean, you're the one, you don't like the macadamia, right?
I don't.
Ben doesn't like the macadamia.
Oh, by the way, I have a box of macadamia nuts for both of you.
Oh, I don't. I'm going to Hawaii. I don't need them. They literally.
I'll bring them to Polly then.
They're everywhere.
I don't need four boxes of chocolate. Thanks.
They're literally everywhere you go. Everywhere, at the airport, you're like, you want a handful of macadamia nuts? I have some for you.
So a form of currency over there.
I don't. I mean, I'll eat them in a pinch, but they get like stuck in my teeth, and they go like.
I don't not like them. I also don't love them.
Stop giving me macadamia.
I would even go
nuts.
As far as to say, don't bother bringing me some, please.
Now I have to.
I think I'd rather wear a puka shell necklace than eat a box of macadamia nuts.
I would like to shower Pauly in macadamia nuts. Everywhere you go. We'll sprinkle them on the ground where you walk.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need to change this. Maybe we need to actually just like request what we want instead of letting
you can't request what you want.
That's
what
are
you, my 7 year old?
At the end, I'd like dried pineapple, please.
You do? Okay.
I do like
dried
pineapple.
That's good to know. Oh, that's good to know. I like them. I'll eat them. But they're not my favorite nut.
If you could just get one of those containers that has the dry ice and bring back some shave ice from Hawaii, that would be really a treat for us.
I'm probably going to sound like an idiot when I say this. But the shave ice there, and I hate that they call it shave ice. Just call it shaved ice.
I agree.
Shaved. No, it's shave ice. It's not. It's shaved ice. I'm eating it. It's shaved.
You shaved it.
You shaved it.
Off of a block of ice.
Why are you taking the D off of it?
Shaved ice.
It's shaved ice.
I agree with you 100%.
Don't do this. Yep. Don't call sherbet like sherbet. There's an R in there.
There's not an R.
There is. I've seen it.
Nothing,
I swear to God.
Nothing.
No, don't call sherbet sherbet.
Right.
Right. That's what I meant.
Nothing makes me roll my eyes more than when somebody goes to Hawaii and talks about shave ice. Like
it makes you sick to your stomach. You're like,
even though I know that's what it's called. I know that's what it's called. It's like, mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, look at you, hey, Mr.
Mahalo, pal.
I got to say this. It's literally the best thing I've ever had there. The way that they do
it. I bet it's insane.
With the cream that they put in it. That sounded weird, but... You get it, and they put the special milk or whatever it is. Is it condensed milk?
Sweetened condensed milk, I think, at the top, yeah.
And you just sit there, and you're like, I have to be done. This is it. Okay, last bite. And then you're just like, I eat like two a day when I'm there. I can't get enough. It is just phenomenal. It's phenomenal. So we're going to Kauai, Danielle asked, and it's amazing.
Do you have a bag that you're going to take, a replacement luggage, or what are you going to do? You're just going to buy another $800 bag, and I'll have two of them? You could borrow one.
I was going to say, I got like new luggage. It's been used one time if you would like it. But
like, how dumb are you to give me your luggage?
I was going
to
say,
it will be lost.
You
again.
Have to put an AirTag in it.
Oh.
Mm. I even got you an AirTag for Christmas.
You did? Yes, I still have one. Oh, I'm sure my wife absconded with that at some point. But
because no, I knew you lose crap.
You
lost this one.
I can't. I have to check the bag, Beatrice. It's going to be. Filled with stuff. There's only so much you get
Woods
to carry
packs
on.
Too much.
I do.
So
I
it doesn't
overpack.
Fit in the overhead compartment. He has to check it.
Yeah. It's Hawaii. Honestly, you could get away with two pairs of shorts, two t-shirts, and one pair of flip-flops and be set for the whole trip. We have laundry. Like, we have the ability to do laundry there. I don't need a ton. So maybe I will just get, like, a smaller bag. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. I don't know. This customer service... thing really spun me out yesterday, and it was hysterical. And Bo's like, oh yeah, I heard one time you were chewing out Adam that bad. But so yeah, I get it. It should be light, it should be fun, but you got to be prepared as well. And I'm a way over preparer, except for this show, I'll be honest. But everything else in my life, I'm very prepared for.
Light and fun is usually what we like to describe this program, especially on a Friday. When the Padres have lost three straight, it tends to get a little dark and less fun at times, but we'll try to keep us all entertained for the next 3 hours and 40 minutes. We'll set the menu. We do have a busy show. We got some great guests today on the program. We'll set the menu, let you know what's coming up right after our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick here on 97.3 The Fan. Got spicy Kelly this morning. Did you eat something spicy? A heartburn or something over there?
No.
You're like feeling...
Do you ever have like spasms?
I mean, yeah.
I'm having like spasms like right here.
Chest spasms.
But not up here. Like
right
down,
under your
like,
boob.
Right under my
Did you just say under his boob?
Under my pec, Pauly. Let's be honest. It's weird. Just having these little these little spasms. You ever get those?
I mean, I get, you know, like twitches, like muscular
and just,
twitches, and it just kind of twitches. My calf does it all the time.
It just goes, you know.
Carlos says, call an ambulance.
I didn't order this. This is just showing up right now. I have no idea. So.
Like a twitch, like in the back, behind my shoulder. It kind of felt like a little
bit
of a spasm.
Like, you guys don't look down at your legs sometimes and it's just...
Oh, yeah. My calves twitch all the time.
Can I be honest? I kind of like it. I like when it happens. It's kind of fun.
I don't know what
watch.
Causes. I like to pretend it's because they're so big and muscular that they just have to twitch.
That's what yours are.
I don't really know that that's really true.
It's like it's just all sinew.
But you have been working out with, you know, the chest and...
But it's down in here. like right here. It doesn't hurt or anything. It's just spasming. It's very strange. I'll let you feel it next time. It's like a baby kicking. Here, feel this.
Not like a side ache.
No.
Remember when you used to get side aches?
Side aches, yeah.
Oh,
a stitch.
Side aches as kids. 100%. Oh, that.
All right, let's lock it in. Let's go.
All right, let's lock it in. Here
all
we go.
All over the place.
All right, we'll start obviously talking about the wild 9-7 loss to the Cardinals last night. Yu Darvish's struggles. The offense did get it going. I mean, the frustrating part, of course, is that 7 is almost always enough for the Padres to win and win big, and then finally they do and they don't on the night that the pitching kind of fails them. The offense kicks into gear, so we'll discuss the Padres coming up with our Padres crap up, and then coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by our first guest of the morning. That would be Darren Smith making his weekly appearance to talk SDFC, Padres, and more at 7:35. It is a match day, first ever matchup against Nashville SC tonight at Snapdragon Stadium, so we can preview what SDFC has going. And the transfer window opened yesterday, too. I don't think they've officially signed anyone new yet, but Darren probably has his sources that'll indicate what the team is likely to do here in the coming days.
Hector Gomez just tweeted that Lionel Messi is on his way to San Diego, so that'll be cool. Lionel Messi will be here.
Then in our 8 o'clock hour, 8:35, our good friend Katie Wu, who covers the Cardinals for the Athletic, is going to check in as the Padres continue their 4-game series in St. Louis. Always love talking to Katie.
She'll be so smug after that win. She's going to be so smug.
That way.
Yes, she is.
That's dangerous. There's 3 games left in the series as well.
I know.
And then, of course,
we'd
9
do the
a.m.
same if we won last
time. 9 a.m.
this
it
morning.
In like crazy. What happened? Baseball's best fan. Right. With the Cardinal way. I would have been rubbing it in like crazy.
Be ready for it at 9 a.m. The EcoWater SoCal Manager's Report with Mike Schilt. Of course, you can try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Mike Shelton needs some reinforcements. There's no doubt about it. We are now 6 days away from the trade deadline. We had our first trade yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up as well.
Can they make it to Thursday? That's what I want to know.
Naylor going from the Diamondbacks to the Seattle Mariners kind of kicks off trade deadline season this week. How will the Padres get involved? There's a new piece this morning from Ken Rosenthal on what A.J. Preller may or may not do. Some more trade speculation from Jim Bowden in The Athletic. The move that he wants the Padres to make, it would be a big one. We can discuss all the hypotheticals and what everyone's really hearing now as we get closer and closer to the time when the Padres have to do something. I mean, you felt like they had to do something a couple of weeks ago. They've let their offense get to the point where it's costing them games. Can they make an upgrade for the final 2 months of the season? That's going to be, well, we can't get away from that focus for the next few days.
It's just wild, too, because, you know, obviously you make the connection last night with a poor start from Yu Darvish to where, I mean, it was like everything was in the zone and hammerable, and it got hammered. And now you look at that and you go, oh, we just spent a whole day talking about, are we going to trade Dylan Cease? It's all connected, man.
I'm so glad you said that, because I thought
connected.
The same thing last night. I'm like,
can't trade Dylan Cease
now. Think we should trade him now.
Bro, I'm with you. I'm with
Michael
you.
Michael King, where are you?
Yeah, no kidding, man.
We got one more pair of Padres Mets tickets to give away. We'll do that coming up sometime during the show, plus our regular features like Don't Do This and Take on Woods and the Rindle Report. So a busy Friday. Glad everyone's up early with us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, quickly, let me tell you guys about EcoWater. Again, we're going to be leaving town again, and Travelgeddon is upon us. I will miss my EcoWater. I'll miss my cats. I'll miss our fish, and I will miss my EcoWater, because no matter where you go, if you don't have EcoWater, it's just not the same. We got the system in our home, and it's been the best investment we've ever made, certainly. If you want an upgrade, their alkaline filters take hydration to the next level. We've got it in the house. It's incredible. Total game changer. Skin feels great. Coffee is next level. And all the kids love it. The wife loves it. That's how you know it's good, man. If you got approval from everybody in the house, rarely do you get a 4-person vote for yay in your house, and we did with EcoWater. So check them out today. Get a free in-home water test. Let them come out, test your water. They do such a great job. Try the Soft Life and alkaline water, now just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338 or go to ecowatersocal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
We got reports of a Padres trade.
Way to hit
proposal
that post,
that was denied.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was really. I saw you.
So glad.
Way to hit that post.
He's done that a few times lately.
He's
over the last
getting
couple
it,
of weeks.
Man.
He's
that
learning.
Was really good. That was really
he's
good.
Learning.
That
yeah.
was awesome.
It takes me 732 spins through yeah. some of our music before
true.
I finally get where to.
You crushed it.
Start talking.
Are
but,
we real? Are we going to do these reported rumors?
Well,
do you want
no,
to
I,
do that?
I, well, this one sounds like it was an actual bit of reporting, a trade proposal that the Padres made to the Boston Red Sox that's being reported by which...
Okay, so his name is Tyler Milliken. He's really good. He is on the Section 10 pod. He is a massive Red Sox fan.
All right, so he's not like an athletic reporter or anything.
Well, he's also on 98.5, the Sports Hub. He's
like Boston Woods.
He's like Boston Woods, yeah. He's like, kind of like Boston me. He's better. I've watched his stuff. He's really, really talented guy.
Okay.
He's the one.
But more entertainer than like hard hitting journalist.
I think he's the guy that had a nice comment about us. Remember, he's like, it's nice to hear people talk about Jaron Duran and they're not this, that. Paul, you got something on your lip, like some latte, a little cream on your lip.
He went to Better Buzz this morning.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All loaded up over there. I just didn't want you to have cream on you. It was very distracting to look at under your mustache.
All right, so what is...
I don't know if...
Yeah, someone may have, you know, leaked a little info to him, possibly.
I think he gets some good scoop, but he said... 33 minutes ago, the Padres made an offer to the Red Sox for Jaron Duran involving Dylan Cease, per Sean McAdam. Okay, so this is per someone else. This is a columnist, supervising reporter for MassLive.com. The package also included catching prospect Ethan Salas and another prospect, not shortstop Leodalis DeVries. The Red Sox quickly rejected it. So they had a chance to maybe land Dylan Cease and Ethan Salas for Jaron Duran. And again, I think... You know, I don't know necessarily what their motivation is to move Duran, who's got a couple of years of control left, other than maybe we like what we have on the youth movement, even though he's still very young and is really, from my understanding at least, he's kind of a leader on that team. Now, I know that they have Alex Bregman, and he's like the cornerstone. You know, he's a brand new guy, but he's kind of the leader. They've got good leadership there, but I think he's one of kind of the heartbeat guy, you know? And so he's been rumored to the Padres for 60 days. You know, that probably dropped 60 days ago. So I don't know if that's true. It sounds like an interesting proposal. It's going to be hard for me. I don't know why necessarily. It's going to be hard for me if we end up shipping Ethan Salas off just based on a couple of recent conversations I had. And especially for Jaron Duran, who, again, doesn't hit lefties very well. I don't want to be rude when I say this, but like, there's a certain type of hitter that performs very well in Fenway Park. I'd maybe done with the Fenway Park merchant guys. I think, you know, it's a different place. You can slap balls off that green monster, balls that are usually, you know, weak flyouts. They got a really short porch and right down the line. Vast outfield, though, and he's a doubles machine. I mean, he hits a lot of doubles, hits the gaps. Maybe that would work at Petco Park. Clearly, if A.J. Preller likes him and values him, Ben, there's something that I'm missing. But the numbers don't. The numbers don't scream out to me. This is a guy we have to have. Again, another lefty bat. Not a power guy. We need slug. Not a massive slug guy. So, I don't know.
It's tough, though, because he's still an upgrade over what we have.
Bro.
But you don't want to pay.
No question.
You don't want to overpay if you don't feel like he's the right guy.
So, there's definitely a sentiment already seeing in the chat that sending Ethan Salas in that deal would be the Padres overpaying. Why would they offer so much? But the Red Sox are looking for pitching, so the Dylan Cease part of that equation makes a little bit of sense. It makes me think, though, like this this trade proposal that I read from Jim Bowden, and this is simply him five trades I'd like to see, not anything he's hearing about it, but he had a three-way deal that would have Jaron Duran coming to the Padres in exchange for Ethan Salas, who would go to the Marlins, and then the Red Sox would get Edward Cabrera, who we just saw pitched really well against the Padres a few days ago, but... If that's the case, if they turn down Cease and Salas for Duran, then I doubt the Padres are getting him for Salas without Cease. That
Correct.
Would be a much better deal for the Padres than the one that has reportedly already been rejected by the Boston Red Sox. Even if they like Edward Cabrera maybe better than Dylan Cease, I don't see this as being that realistic if the Red Sox have no interest in Ethan Salas.
The the trade deadline is such a weird thing because you're anxiety ridden the whole time. I don't know how you guys feel, but my stomach's in knots, right? And the other thing it is it's exhausting with all of these what ifs, and this is what we're hearing, and AJ Preller's kicking the tires on everyone. Man, at some point, like, in my opinion, I would think a GM needs to lock in on what he really wants and needs, right? Kicking the tires, I could go out and buy a new car, and I could go to 50 dealerships, and I would end up at Sedano Ford, local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford. But I can go to a dealership, and I can kick tires.
But you want to at least go check out the Ferraris.
Right. I mean, I'm out there kicking tires. I got to lock in. I got 6 days left to pull a deal. I got to figure out what I want, and then I need to identify it, and then I need to go get it. If I'm out there kicking tires, I'm kind of wasting a little bit of time.
When you say the trade deadline is stressful, is that for you or for...
Just me as a fan.
As a fan,
as
yes.
a fan, it's really stressful.
But it I is. Mean, the people who it's the most stressful for
the and players.
I don't think it's AJ. He has agency at least. He can make the final decision as to what he's going to do. I think for a guy like Jake Cronenworth right now,
I think you could see it last night.
Who had? By the way, congratulations to Jake,
yeah.
who set the Padres franchise record for most ever starts at second base yesterday, while his name is swirling around in potential trade rumors and. He's trying to just ignore it and go, there's nothing I can do about it. There's a good chance he'll still be with the San Diego Padres next week, but it's not 100% chance he's going to be with the Padres next week. And he said, I signed a long-term deal. I'd love to play my entire career for one team, but it's not up to him. I think he has limited no trade, but certainly there's a chance that Jake could be traded. Now, that would be stressful. Having been in now, 5 years in San Diego, 6 years in San Diego, a key part of the team, knowing that it's just going to be up and gone anytime in the next 6 days. And I may have to start over with a new franchise, a new fan base, new teammates, new coaches, a new spring training facility next February.
New favorite morning show,
Just completely upend my life in the next few days. And I have no idea and I have no control over it at all. I can't say no. I just have to
wear it.
Go where they tell me to do. Now that to me would be the most stressful part of this week for anybody.
Listen, there are different layers and levels of players, right? There are guys. I think Ryan Helsley came out after the game last night. He said, it's a 90% chance I get traded. So he knows. He's got his stuff packed. They said, I saw a rumor yesterday that says Sandy Alcantara has his stuff packed. He knows he's gone. Eugenio Suarez, he knows he's leaving. He knows he is. There's that level of guys that are like, there's no way this team is keeping me. I know I'm leaving. Then there's the guy, which... That's something that you can absorb and deal with. The guy that's like crony, it's like, there's interest. Interest when people are asking about you.
But he's got like 4 years left on his deal.
And your team is like in it.
Right.
So you're like, well, this sucks. I don't want to go somewhere. I don't want to go. I mean, I'm probably going to go somewhere where I'm also in it. But like, I want to do it with these guys who I've done it with. So it's a different level for guys like crony. And then there's guys that probably think they are set and fat and happy, and they're like, oh, by the way, you've been shipped off to Cleveland or whatever. But the different buckets of those players makes it interesting. And Crony is in that weird kind of middling bucket of I may go, I may stay, which nobody wants uncertainty. Let me know. Like if you're firing me, fire me. Don't drag it out. Just shoot me in the back of the head and let me go.
We'll continue to pass along any rumors and reports, of course, as they happen here on 97.3 The Fan over the next 6 days. Want to get into last night's game, though. Get to our Padres crap-up highlights from Jesse and Tony. We will do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Here comes Kelly. Look out.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem, problem, problem.
A shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
crap up
presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort with gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Pitch to Arai, swung on, line into right field. That's a base hit down the line. Walker, long way to go to get it. Fernando racing towards third. He's going to be waved around. On his way home is Arai's round second. It's an RBI double for Luis Arai, and the Padres have a 1-0 lead. 2-0 pitch is in the air down the right field line. That's down into base hit. Arai's rounding third. He's going to score. Merrill going to challenge Walker. No. Slams on the brakes. Heads back to first base. It's an RBI single and a 2-0 Padre lead. Standard batter. Donovan rips it in the air down the right field line. Headed towards the wall. Going to go. 3-1 homer. Brendan Donovan. Oh, he tore the Padres up last season and now 2-for-2 tonight as he gives the Redbirds a 4-2 lead. Delivers, and that's hit in the air to very deep left center field. Johnson's going back into the gap at the wall. Gonna go. Second home run of the inning for the Cardinals. Wilson Contreras adds another extra base hit to the ledger. A 3-run homer, and it is 7-2 here in the second inning. Fire, and Fernando sends it in the air to deep right center field. Scott is back into the gap, looking up. This one, gonna go into the Cardinal bullpen. 17th home run of the season for Fernando. He's 2-for-2 on the night, and the Padres make a loud noise to begin the third inning. It's 7-3. And a pitch to Manny, hit in the air to right center field, tailing away from Scott. He's on the move. He looks up. It's going to go! Two-run homer the other way for Manny Machado. Padres have answered right back, and this is a two-run game. Johnson swings, hits it off the handle to the right side. Contreras way off at first, has it. Feeds the pitcher Gray. It goes off his glove. Bogarts comes in to score. Johnson is safe, and it's a one-run game. Sheets swings and misses, and the ball in the dirt. Picked up by Páez. He'll tag him out. That is strike three in the end of the ball game. So Helsley works a scoreless ninth, and a wild night at Busch comes to a close with the Cardinals ahead 9-7.
Yeah, pleased the whole game. You know, it took great at-bats. I mean, the top five guys were really, really good. You know, driving the ball the other way through the middle of the field. Toddy looked excellent. Ball came off the bat. Manny drove the ball the other way. You know, Jackson did swings, you know, pulled the ball for an RBI through the middle a couple times, hit the ball on the button. My bogeys at-bats were good again for the most part. And, we were able to get seven runs. We just weren't able to hold them under.
Can I be honest with you? That's how I thought the majority of San Diego Padres games were going to go this season. Had you asked me at the beginning of the year, we talked a little bit about it yesterday on the roundtable.
Pitching, a lot of question marks.
A lot of question marks, man.
Going to win a lot of games. Are they going to be high scoring?
But, man, Tatis, Merrill, Machado, Arise, Sheet, we're going to score some runs. But, man, can our pitching hold on? And, obviously, it's a heartbreaker when Yu Darvish goes out and pitches that poorly. 2 3-run homers with two outs in one inning. It's absolutely brutal. Yes, credit to fighting back, credit to not giving up. They never really give up. And I do appreciate that about this team. That being said, man, that is 3 straight losses. You had Sonny Gray on the ropes. It's tough to watch, man. It's tough to watch Yu Darvish pitch like that. I don't know that I respect a player more than I respect Yu Darvish. Honestly, he's just one of the best.
It was sad. It made me sad.
It made me really, really sad. I didn't like it. I saw a lot of kind of nasty things said, and you're entitled to that as a fan. I'm not going to do that to Yu Darvish. He's earned a lot more respect than that, in my opinion. But you fan how you want to fan. Yu Darvish last year, when he took that time away that he needed, was like, don't pay me. I do get the sense that Yu Darvish isn't going to be here for, what has he got, 4 years left on his deal. I think when Yu Darvish is done, he'll let us know when he's done. I really do. I get the sense that he's not going to be, I'm out at spring training as a 43-year-old trying to get paid. I don't get that sense, Ben. I could be wrong about you, but I think when it's time, when he knows it's time to go away, it'll be time.
Three more full seasons.
It's absolutely fair to be concerned about Yu Darvish and what he's got left. I think we also have to be honest. When we saw the first 3 starts, we looked and thought, stuff looks
pretty
good.
There's
still something there. We also have to acknowledge that he's had giant clunkers every single season, usually fairly early in his year, and this is early in his year. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it was like his fourth or fifth start every single year. He has a giant turd.
It's always like the first. It's like the second week in April.
Yeah, and
you're like,
he has a
God, if he just
start,
took away that one game in San Francisco,
and we think Yu's washed, and then he goes and you know reels off a bunch of good stuff.